The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act something.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking
like the Dapper Dawn,
giving them all,
dress
like a million bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I thank God for it. I thank God for all he's done for me, for all the little things that I oftentimes fail to thank him for, that I take for granted for. You know, I was talking the other day to a buddy of mine. We had gotten to this conversation about God and in the conversation we had narrowed it down, and we were talking about changing the way we are as people. You know that everybody has to change. You know, nothing stays the same. Everybody changes. And a lot of these changes can be for the good, and a lot of them are just, they just come with time. You know, sometimes it's aging that changes us. But no matter how old you get, you still have the ability to improve as a person. You may not have the foot speed you used to have. You may not be as agile as you used to be. Your energy level may not be what it used to be. Your desire to do some of the things that you used to do may be gone. The thing that doesn't have to change and will not change is you. You have the ability to continue to grow as a person. Even when Father Time and nature has taken its course, we were talking about everybody can change, and everybody has the right to reinvent themselves as they get older. And I equated it to jumping out of an airplane. You know, there are some people, man, who get to a certain point in their life and they jump from the airplane is now almost a stunt of some kind. It's almost like they life done got out of control. You ever seen somebody jump out of airplane and the parachute don't open and they life start and it seems like they start spinning and tumbling and they can't get it together? And I've seen some mid-air rescues before, but then there are times when when it hasn't worked. You know, you jump out that airplane and at first it's fun. I've never skydived before, but I would imagine when you first jump out of an airplane that people describe it as a sense of being free. And it's exhilarating when you first jump out the plane. But if you pull that cord and nothing happens, I never happened to me, but I can only imagine the panic that's got to set in, because no matter how fun it was a moment ago, the flying over to one another, the holding hands in the air, the breeze, the descent, the feeling of all of a sudden, if you reach for that cord and it's not there, you're suddenly spinning out of control. And that's what happens in a lot of people's lives. When you first start your life, you jump out the plane, you free, you young, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But then you get to a certain point in your life when you go, okay, I'm going to pull the cord now. And pulling the cord is an important thing, because here's the analogy my friend gave me. He said, man, use your mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Well, see, what happens with a lot of people is they in life, they jump out the plane and they having this free fall, and it's fun for now, but they get to a certain point in their life where they got themselves in a situation, or they've had a little bit too much fun, a little bit too long, or, you know, they wasn't open to nothing and they just did what they wanted to do, or they started getting involved with drugs or drinking or started running with the wrong people. See, you jump out the plane, at first you're free falling, it's fun. But then after a minute, man, something happens and they realize, whoa, and they reach for their cord and the cord don't work. Well, now you're in a panic-stricken situation. And my suggestion and what I've learned from the analogy that my friend shared with me is that we all, the sooner we can open our mind to God, the sooner we can develop that relationship with Him. It's like pulling the cord and opening a parachute. If you open up your mind to God, God is like a parachute. You know, God can slow your descent. God can turn this out of control free fall into a nice ride for you. See, that's what happened to me. I was spinning out of control. I had gotten myself into a point, man, well, I wasn't doing real good. Oh, y'all would look at me and think, man, Stevie, man, I wasn't doing real good. I had spun out of control. I was in a free fall and I reached for the cord, but I was so far away The cord didn't open. Then I went to him and I pulled the cord. When I went to God, I pulled the cord and it opened. And he slowed my descent. And this is what I just believe. I don't believe now that I age as fast as I was aging because I got that parachute open now. You know, I take better care of myself eating. I work out more now. You know, I'm not out of control. I have a direction now. That wind then got up under that parachute a little bit, you know, and now I'm going, you know, I'm still getting older, you know, so, but the descent is so slow now, I'm able to enjoy the ride. I'm guiding my parachute over. Sometimes we go over to a vacation spot over here. We float back over to a, but you know, I'm still getting old. I'm still going down and, but the descent, because I've opened my mind to God, the parachute has slowed my descent. And now I'm rocking back and forth, but I ain't spinning out of control no more. You know, I'm able to enjoy the view now. You know, when you jump out that plane and you pull that cord and it don't work, you ain't looking at the view no more. You thinking of only one thing. How can I slow this down? Well, now I'm able to enjoy the view. I'm able to see all the beautiful things on the horizon that God has for me. I'm able to see all the beautiful things around me that he's provided for me over these years because I've slowed my descent. I use my mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Open your mind to God, and so you can see the view, so you can slow the descent, so you can stop the out of control free fall that you've been on, that you can get your life together and see everything out on the horizon that God has for you. You know, it turned out to be a very true statement. Your mind, if you use it like a parachute, it works better when it's open, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It's another day that God has given us. Something my mother used to say when I walked out the door every morning on the way to school. She said, boy, today is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't really understand all of that, you know, as a little boy, but she never quit saying it. She said, you will one day. And you know what? She was right. Because today I understand how valuable life is, how precious time and health is, how good it is that God still let us be here. Now, all of us done lost some dear people in our life, but the fact remains God let you stay here. And the reason you're here is because he ain't through with you yet. He got something else for you that he wants you to do, and he got something else he wants you to receive. I'm open for all that. Bring it. Please, let's do it. Just make me smart enough to know what it is you want me to do and make sure that I make sure that what I want to do is in your will so I can stop doing some of the ignorant stuff I was picking to do. But, ladies and gentlemen, we is here. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yes?
He said it.
Shirley Strawberry. Let me just let it linger on her name for a while because she can't take the bad grammar. It don't really bother Carla that much. Shirley. That bougie ass family.
Too
she
early.
From. Woo! They all that, they barbecue, they grilling. They got corn on it, asparagus, zucchini slices, you know, salmon. You know, that's
salmon.
What they doing. They grilling like
salmon.
That.
If you don't pronounce they doing, the L.
Yeah, that's what they have, salmon. They
salmon.
Have all of that because they bougie. Anyway, that, welcome,
Long.
Colin Farrell, the mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica. My young protege, doggone it, Junior, government name Kiss Baby.
Yeah.
And the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, I don't want to trouble you today, but what's on your mind?
I'll tell you exactly what I learned. I learned was on. I learned something last night. I learned, and this is a tip I'm gonna keep, man. When she come home from work, I needs to start talking first. I can't sit through her conversation. When she get in here, I needs to be talking first. Let me tell you what happened to me. Because if I sit there and let her talk first,
come on, boy.
I'm in here from 6:30 p.m. to 10. Ain't got a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
I know everybody down at the job. I know Belinda over there fighting with Tiffany. I know Tiffany want a new position. I know that everybody's leaving the job. The patients ain't acting right. So I just started talking first. Did you see Ohio State and Michigan last night? Did you see the show this morning? I got to get mine. Or you ain't gonna talk for 4 hours. I realized that. I learned that. I'm gonna keep that tip too. I'm gonna keep. I'm gonna do that. I learned that. Why y'all didn't tell me that part? Boy, she was so disgusted when got straight in the tub. I knew I was winning.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got today?
Well, we got a little mistake down there at the catering department. And
what happened?
Well, you know, what have you eaten that you just really would not want on catering? Have you had goat? Have you had rabbit?
No.
Have you had squirrel?
No.
Have you had raccoon?
Not
have
from
you
catering.
Had deer?
Not
exactly.
At the house, exactly. But not it. All that at the house.
Quail, dove.
That's the only thing I don't miss about my father.
What?
Coming
that
over there
kind of
and
meat.
Opening his pot. Yeah.
What?
Opening his pot.
Can you cut the head off of this stuff? No, because you left the feet on here? Now, it's laying in the roaster like it's running. It's in that pose like it's running. Oh, you can see little teeth. Man.
It's too much.
Daddy.
Oh, I can't see teeth. I can't see teeth. That's, oh, God.
Any of that.
But you ate it. This right here is the catering mistake. The catering mistake. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tammy, please.
This is she.
Hey, Tammy, this is Dexter over here at catering. We catered your Aunt Bridget's.
That's right. How you doing, Dexter? It's good to hear from you.
Okay, good. I'm going through the paperwork here, and I know we have an invoice for you all. I wanted to reach out to you. This is not a bad time, is it?
No, this is a good time.
Okay. So, first of all, did everybody enjoy everything that we put out for you guys?
Yeah, we had a good old time. My Auntie Bridget, she was so happy. There was no better way to bring in her 60th birthday party. We had a great time. The food was delicious. We are so grateful. So thank you so much. You and your team did a bomb job.
Okay, good deal. I was here when they loaded up the van and everything, and I wanted to make sure I wanted to follow back up. But listen, I'm looking at the paperwork, and we had a little mishap, and I wanted to let you know that we're not going to charge you guys for the chicken because they made a mistake, and they put the wrong pan on the van, and I noticed that the chicken was actually still here, so. We want to take that off, and that won't be on the invoice. So I'm taking all the entire cost of the chicken will be completely taken out. Okay.
real quick, let's back up a bit, because we had a lot of people at the party. We definitely had chicken. We had smothered chicken.
Yeah, I know you had you ordered smothered chicken, but like I said, the guy put the wrong pan on the van, you know, and actually the smothered chicken was actually still here, you know, here at the shop. So, you know, like I said, we made a mistake. I'm gonna take it off, and that'll probably knock your a couple $100 off of you all's price.
Hold on, Dexter. So what are you saying? So what were we eating if it wasn't smothered chicken? What was it?
Well, Miss Tammy, like I say, you know, I got on this kid for making this mistake. I got on him real bad about it, for you know, putting the wrong pan on there. But like I say, what you guys had that was a chicken.
What was it, though? That's what I'm asking you. What was it?
Actually, what he put on there by mistake, Miss Tammy, that was rabbit.
What? You can't be serious right now. Are you out of your rabbit mind? Are you serious? You're calling
no.
me to tell me that your team put the wrong tray on the truck and then served it to my family? And you're trying to call me about $200? Are you serious? More than that? You owe me more than that. You don't know who the is allergic to that, and you're calling me about $200? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I wanted to credit you all that. You know what I'm saying?
No, and it ain't gonna be no credit. It ain't no credit. You mean credit? Bridget could have died. Monty could have died. Lucia, we got kids in there. You don't know our dietary needs. Are you crazy?
Well, I mean, but you say you liked it though.
It don't matter if I liked it. I can fall out tonight, stupid.
Oh,
I'm getting
okay.
A attorney. I'm done with this. This is stupid. And who the want to eat Bugs Bunny? Does that right to you? Huh? Are you stupid? I'm so annoyed right now. Seriously. So we ain't no woods people. We ain't no country people. What's wrong with you?
Okay, but y'all liked it, though, right?
No, but you're going to like my foot up your though. That's what you're going to like. I'm going to be there later because your is stupid. Your is stupid. My foot going to be up your and your going to be hopping around like a rabbit. The rabbit that you served me.
Okay, let me ask you this here now. Miss Ava is your mama, right?
What the my mama got to do with this rabbit? What she got to do with this?
Okay. See, your mama got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Baby, tell me, your mama, Miss Ava, got me to pray for you.
I am so sorry. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
So
oh my
we
God.
Ate
God.
Chicken
you...
in.
Say,
good morning. This is crazy. Y'all crazy. Y'all are going to get it. This is crazy.
Oh, man. All right, Tammy, tell me this, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You all right, baby?
Gosh. Yes. I'm just so glad I didn't have rabbit. I'm so glad.
There you have it. Have you had cow tongue, huh? Have you had
it? Yeah, I had it. I've had every part of an animal. A dog.
How they cooking a tongue? What do you
do with
that?
I don't know. I was just on the plate. What was I supposed to do?
It's either stewed or grilled.
This here.
Hey.
I don't want that. What? Well, you finna get your ass backhanded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had the evils on the table.
I done had some terrible tongues. Lord, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It tastes like tongue.
Hey. How do you follow
you
that?
You done had some good tongue, too, though.
Yes. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Michael Jordan had one big request for the upcoming Air movie, and we'll tell you what it was. And unemployed journalists TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are pitching TV shows to producers. Well, we'll see how that goes, and it's time now to get back to work for them. But right now, it's also time to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is here, and he's ready. Selena in Philly writes, I met a guy online and we had sex in his his car on our first date. I got caught up in the moment, and it just happened. He says he can't take me seriously since I gave up the cookie so easily. How can he judge me when he participated in it with me?
Okay. Okay. See, you're thinking he just judging you, but he participated so quickly because it's very simple. He's looking at, let me tell you the mindset of a man. If you done let me do this first night, you've done this before. So now you just out here online tricking. That's what a guy thinks. So now you have every right as a woman to say, well, you doing the same thing. You out here online tricking. Yeah, but you the one that got tricked. See how it works? Because we're in a world of double standards. And Steve Harvey didn't create these double standards. Nobody on this show created them. They've been around since the beginning of time. In the words of my father, talking to my daughter, talking to my sister, you can't do what I do and still be a lady. Mm. My father used to say that all the time. You can't do what I do and still be a lady. Now, you can do what you want to do, but if you do the same thing I'm out here doing, you can take yourself out the lady category. And that's what happened to you. And now let that be a lesson learned. Why don't you take better care of yourself? Why don't you care about what you own? Why don't you treat what you have more precious than that? It just happened.
I got caught up in the moment.
You're in the car. Mm-hmm. So that's, you thought on the first date, that's all. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you trying to get him to share the blame, and he ain't. Mm-mm. He's not.
Couldn't have been that good. That car's uncomfortable.
Really? Sincere. What? We're moving on. Sincere in Memphis says, I'm dating a woman that yells at me like I'm her child. She yelled at me in public and I lost it and called her a bee. So she's threatening to move out. I'm tired of begging her to stay. Should I let her leave or suggest we work it out in counseling?
Mm. Hey, dog, how did you move in with the woman talking to you like you a child? Now, you resorted to the ultimate disgrace. You up here, now you being verbally abusive to a woman. And that ain't the response. Dog, you can't do that.
Right.
She talking to you like a child. Now you done snapped and called her a bee. That's verbal abuse. But then you're suffering from verbal abuse because she in here talking to you like a child. Hey, dog, why don't y'all break up?
That's what he's saying.
Should I? Yeah, man. Hey, dog, because this don't sound like counseling to me. She talks to you like a child. You calling her out her name. Now, before this escalated into something else, y'all would be better off going your separate ways.
That's right. All right, moving on to Deidre in Charlotte. Deidre says, my husband has had a girlfriend for 2 years, and I tolerate it because I have nowhere to go. I haven't worked in 15 years, and I wouldn't know where to start at my age. Also, the kids don't want to leave this affluent lifestyle. What should I do? What?
I don't know. You know, you sound like you was making a pretty convincing case to stay, but then you asking me what to do. See, stop convincing yourself to stay in something that's a mess because of some things. The kid wants the affluent lifestyle. You've accepted this, your husband having a girlfriend for 2 years because you ain't got nowhere to go. And you think because of your age, you don't even know where to start. Let me tell you what I'm not finna do. I'm not finna sit somewhere in a relationship that's just doo-dooing all over me. I'm not gonna sit there in that, man. Because I can go by myself and be just as comfortable. You're not finna walk in this house, squat, and urinate all over this floor whenever you feel like it, and then want to be called a man in the house. And you got another chick on the side. Man, you can miss me with all that right there. You ain't making that much damn money. You can survive anything. You might not know where to go, but if I was you, I would start looking into it. Because I tell you what he's not going to do. He's not going to give up the chick he done had for 2 years. And he's not going to let you come in here and make no rules because you've already accepted the ultimate slap in the face.
So he got a fluent lifestyle. You can get half of that.
Carla, for real.
What?
You better shut your mouth telling her the damn truth.
Why she gotta suffer her life?
And you can get half of that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Do
no
you know
right?
Do
that,
you know?
Right?
So I had somebody on my talk show one time that says social media is in 80% of all divorces today.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's texting included.
Mm-hmm.
That's credit card receipts. That's pictures. Lady, Carla is right, and I hadn't even gone that part. Mm-hmm. You got half of that. You got kids. They don't want to leave their affluent lifestyle, but half of an affluent lifestyle is still affluent.
Hello.
Right.
See, let me explain something to you about affluent lifestyle. When you get half of that, you still good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, half of Poe is Poe Earth. That's what that is. Half of affluent is, you just good.
Nice. Right. You nice.
And then you can take that good money and get back to affluent if that's what you want. But this can't be the cost for affluent. Carla Farrell is right. I don't. You silly. You might not know where to go, but you're going to have half his money. Matter of fact, you ain't got to leave the house.
You're
going to get the
house.
Yes.
Look at the damn houses I done lost. I want somebody else to get a house. I want somebody else to lose a house.
Yes.
Girl, please.
That's right.
Get your strength up. Yes. Where's your faith?
Yeah, she's too comfortable, too scared.
You're going to help make him who he is. Now, all of a sudden, he off doing his thing, got a chick for 2 years, and you let it, man, please.
Girl, please.
Do you have any sisters?
Yeah, apparently not.
No, don't sound like you got put on freedom. Game today, though. You got game today.
That's
Let's
right.
go. It's
That's
game
right.
day. Put your game
That's
face
right.
on. You ain't got to put up with that.
Don't do it for 15 more years. That's for sure.
No.
File today.
Immediately.
So that's what you should do. That's your answer. All right? That's your answer. File today, right, Carla? That's what you said. File today. Get ahead.
Man, 2 years of cheating on me.
Yeah.
Girl, please.
I ain't worried about her lifestyle.
Man, bye. Carla
right,
said
you,
it right.
Hello.
You get half of that. Probably more than that, really.
Yeah. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
you can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ben Affleck's newest movie, Air, follows the history of a shoe salesman and how he led Nike in its pursuit of the greatest athlete in the history of basketball, Michael Jordan. In a recent interview at South by Southwest, Ben Affleck said he never would have made Air without Michael Jordan's blessing and first asking him what matters to you. Affleck said Michael Jordan had a few things that he wanted to see included in the film, but the only major request he had was that Viola Davis play the role of his mother, because he said none of this would have ever happened without his mother. Air stars Affleck, Espil Knight, Matt Damon, Viola Davis, Chris Tucker, Marlon Wayans, Jason Bateman, and Chris Messina. Air will be available on Prime Video beginning April 5th.
Yeah, it looks good too. I saw a couple clips.
Yeah.
Who playing Scotty? Who playing Scotty? See, that's who we got to figure that part out. Scotty gonna be mad at this one too, boy.
Scotty was busy.
He's not included in this.
Scotty said, "You know good and hell well that's supposed to be my shoe."
Between that and his ex-wife with the fuck
times a day, Scotty was busy.
Lord, he didn't Michael have time. Jackson, Michael Jordan, boy.
That's too much.
I know.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
We need to check on Scotty, man.
Especially
if they got
Larsa is fine.
Hey, you know, man, like, I like Scotty, man. He's a cool brother to me, man. We always have good conversations. Dynamite dude to me, man. I just, you know, I felt some kind of way when he said he was better than Michael Jordan. You know, it's like somebody had pulled the needle across the album when he said that to me.
All right, so Steve, speaking of biopics, you're bound to have one done on you one day. I mean, I think that's inevitable. Who would you want to play you? Mike Epps?
Yeah.
And why Mike Epps?
Because Mike got the same kind of soul I got.
Okay.
You don't want Godfrey to do it.
You know, when I see Godfrey, I'm sucker punching him. But, you know, come on, dead in his damn jaw and throat.
You know who else could do it?
Who?
Your nephew.
Yeah. Oh, you hear good ass actor. We're gonna get him some shoes, though.
He's got shoes.
Elevator.
Can't be.
Elevator.
Platform. Short ass Steve Harvey.
Yeah. What is he finna do? Wow. When he walking through the crowd, where is he?
Too many questions.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get a lot of little people in that movie
to make him look tall.
Yeah, if Tommy gonna be me, we're gonna have to put a lot of little people in. He could do it.
That's cold. You know,
he got the acting skills.
Yes.
But I just, you know, it's going to trouble me to see me coming through the crowd at that height, though.
But maybe who can play you as a young person? Because Mike Epps is older. So who can play you young, though?
Let's get her ass. Keenan.
Are you kidding me? This fat ass. I ain't ever been that damn out of shape. I done looked bad a couple times.
I don't give a damn
what he doing. When I was young, I sure was fit. I was never that.
His he's little slimmer now, though, isn't he? Isn't he slimmer now?
I don't give a damn what he is. I ain't gonna play me when I was younger. He don't look nothing like me. He don't sound
younger.
Like me.
Yeah.
I ain't no Nickelodeon funny. All that old Nickelodeon green slime comedy. No. We can't do me younger.
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
Yes, please do.
Yes.
No, go ahead and ask.
Okay, are there any parts, you know, in your life that you wouldn't want told? Some parts that might be off limits or that can't be exposed?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure everyone has that.
That second marriage.
Okay.
You got to have that in there,
All that's got to go out.
As much as you're talking about it.
We got to skip all that.
I just want you
to go from my first wife to Marjorie, and then just let me go from there. I just take it from there, man. It just be a gaping hole in there.
Yes,
that's a whole Kings of Comedy run. How are we not gonna do that?
That's Kings of Comedy.
That makes the story, boy.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? We can do a biopic on you.
No, you keep saying biopic. All we're trying to make now is a pick. We ain't got to worry about all that. Let's just make the Steve Harvey pick. The bio don't need to be in there. Not the whole damn thing.
So let me ask you this. So Winton just show up.
Right. He can play you. He can play you too. Winton, hop Winton.
Now Winton could be a young me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
Oh, but he ain't gonna be able to say the stuff to his mama though. That's the problem. Let's move on.
I love my boy.
That's why we got to stay out of it, because I can't do that in front of my kids about their mama.
Okay. Oh man, we're moving on.
So heavy,
really. Never mind.
Michael Jordan, 20 years of his life. Jump 20 years.
If we don't know you, we will never know. All right.
People keep rewinding the tape like we missing something. That boy,
how did he get from the Kings to the Family Feud? We don't know. We just put a piece in here. He fighting crime. He just out here just a detective.
Rewind it again, Joey. Rewind it. We missed something.
Yeah. Never mind. All right, coming up at 20 minutes after, we'll have an update on the Shenton. Let me start that over. Get serious. All right, coming up at 20 minutes after, we're going to switch gears here and have an update on the Shanquella Robinson murder investigation. This comes months now after she was killed while vacationing in Mexico with her so-called friends. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we've been watching this case in hopes that justice will be served for the death of Shanquella Robinson, who died while on vacation with six of her so-called friends in Cabo, Mexico. This happened back in November of last year. A 26-year-old woman, Dejanae Jackson, is reportedly wanted by Mexican authorities for Shanquella's murder. And now attorneys Ben Crump and Sue Ann Robinson have reached out to President Joe Biden to get Dejanae extradited to Mexico. According to the Charlotte Observer, Crump and Robinson sent a letter to the White House on March 13th to confirm Dejanae Jackson as a suspect for Shanquella's murder and asked U.S. officials to act on a pending extradition request or take over the case and prosecute Dejanae Jackson in the United States. So that's where they are in the case right now. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know I hardly ever hear of anybody asking for an American citizen to be extradited to Mexico?
Yeah, that's why, because it happened.
Yeah, that's where the murder happened. Yeah,
no, I mean, I understand, but you know, I mean, you often hear about people
being extradited here.
Like an American commit a crime somewhere else and they got him locked up and they try to get him extradited back to the States.
To here.
Because, let me tell you something. Them Mexican prisons, it's different. Because, first of all, it's tagged. You don't really speak Spanish. I'm assuming Shanquella.
Don't speak no Spanish.
Well, Shanquella is deceased.
Dejanae Jackson is Shanquella the murder
suspect. So who is the suspect?
Dejanae Jackson.
Dejanae probably ain't really, you know.
Well, I mean, there's a black woman. Yeah,
that's crazy.
She doesn't speak Spanish. Yeah,
it's horrific. The outcry. Yeah. This happened in November. These were her supposed to be Shanquella's so-called friends. And this girl died. This girl was murdered in Mexico. Yeah. And nothing has happened with the suspects or anything. Mm-hmm. Why are the Mexican officials, why are they moving so slow on this? I'll tell you what.
Yeah, now that attorney Ben Crump is involved, you know something is going to come of it.
Yeah.
Something
charges
will.
Something. Yeah. Let's start this process. Mm-hmm.
What is
it's two different stories, right? So this story and the other one with the cartel. This is two different stories that happened in Mexico.
Yes. Now, the cartel story was recently about the people killed at the border over the tummy tuck.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Situation. Right. That, too, yes. It was four Americans that went. Two were murdered.
Two killed.
Survived.
Yeah.
This was back in November in Cabo. Right.
And the cartel turned them in, the case you're talking about, Tommy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they.
Which was decent of them. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you've never heard that before. Ever.
What a lesson.
Cartel turning somebody.
Yeah, they know they didn't do that. Kill this your ass.
Mm-hmm. Keep our eyes on this story involving the death of Shanquella Robinson. And coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
First came to Jesus. Lord, was messed up, broken about to die. Oh, but he came and got me. Hey, glory, glory. Okay, that's good. That's what I just wanted to get that out the way. Good morning, Shirley, Carly, Mississippi, Junior, and Thomas.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Well, what's going on? Oh, what's going on today?
Well, you know, spring is here. Spring started already, and summer is coming. And the girls aren't the only ones that wear those short shorts anymore, you know, during the summertime when it's hot. The men will be wearing short shorts this summer, too. And you probably heard about this. They're calling them Hoochie Daddy shorts. Hoochie Daddy shorts. That's what they call them on social media anyway. And I'm just trying to find out, Sister Odell, will this be your next mission? Are you looking to save the souls of these men that wear these Hoochie Daddy shorts? Because they need saving too.
You know, it don't make no sense to me. It just seems like that ain't that mainly from my generation. My generation, men's was men's. And we dressed in men's wears pants and men's wear swim trunks. And that's what it was.
Yes,
now, all this here new thing that everybody trying to do, y'all on that on your own. Don't drag Sister Odell in it. Because I ain't going to hell with you. That ain't what I'm doing.
Okay.
Now, I saw everybody on the Zoom looked a little strange, like you done tightened up. But what you ask me for?
We have to get your opinion.
Girl, listen here. I'm 115 years old. I ain't got no time to be sitting up here getting into all this new stuff.
Well, you don't look it, Sister Odell.
I know I don't.
How do you keep looking so young? I mean, you know.
Preservative.
Younger than 115.
Preservatives? Wait.
Uh-huh.
Like what kind?
Like at night, I put strawberry jam on my face.
And your skin looks so nice. And
see? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all so got too much stuff. Go ahead, Carly.
So how does it work? You just, at night, you just put on some strawberry jelly on
your
face.
Get you some Smuckers.
Okay.
It's got to be Smuckers.
Smuckers, top of the line. Top of the line. Ma'am. Smuckers, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
I used to use just my mama's, but, you know, God rest her soul, she ain't here no more. My mama would have been 211 today.
This is like back in biblical times.
Not quite, but almost. You
almost,
know.
Yeah. Because they lived a long time.
Yes, Lord. I got relatives that was at Calvary.
Right there.
See,
right there.
Hello. One thing about it, they can't say they wasn't, because you sure wasn't there.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, and then we've been doing stuff like make your skins pretty and everything. Mud was another big one in the country.
Oh, yes,
then, clay dirt, mix it up and put it on your face.
Uh-huh.
You know, because don't none of this new stuff work. I know that little white girl got some new stuff out. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
She got some stuff right
and
here.
She's beautiful.
Well, that's surgery.
Okay.
Anybody confused?
No.
That's not strawberry jam.
She done said it herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought it was
she talk about her surgery all the time. She's a beautiful girl.
Yes, she is. Yes.
She's fine. Mm-hmm. She's fine.
You can't be with Kanye one day and then by yourself the next, and there ain't going to be no change. Look at her.
All right. Thank you, Sister Odell. Coming up next, it is the nephew.
Kanye,
and a
change
phone call.
Ass. I'll tell you.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour is my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I'm about to catch another flight.
Come on, Steve. That's
Steve.
Your cue.
Yeah.
Catch another flight.
I didn't think y'all wanted me to do it.
We live for it.
All right. Well, go ahead, then. Here I go.
All right. The subject of the strawberry letter for today is, I'm about to catch another flight, Steve.
Apple bottom make me want a bite.
We'll get into that in just a
go
minute.
Go, girl, get on that flight.
Right now, the nephew is on deck. Time for the prank phone call for today. What you got, Neff?
They moved Big Mama. Or should I say, they moved Big Mama!
So dramatic.
Oh, no, they moved Big Mama.
Let's go, cat dog. They move Big Mama.
Cleaning service.
I'm trying to. Can I speak to the owner of the company?
This is he.
Is this Robert? The owner is Robert. Is this Robert?
Yes, sir. This is. This is Mr. Robert. How can I help you?
My name is Carruthers. Y'all clean my house last week.
Okay.
And when y'all moved the furniture to clean the carpet, somebody moved my grandmother off the coffee table, and she's not in there no more.
Hold on one second for me, sir. Do you know what day did we clean your house on, sir?
Last Wednesday. Y'all cleaned my
house. You said we came to your house on Wednesday of last week. What's your address, sir?
Big Mama!
It's okay.
Big Mama!
Okay?
Big Mama!
Oh, sir? Hello? You said your name is Carruthers and we came to your house on Wednesday. If you don't mind, can I have your address, please?
Y'all. Big Mama! Big Mama!
Okay, Mr. Carruthers, listen. If your grandmother, now, was your grandmother laying on the carpet? I mean, my guys don't move people, sir. We would not have moved
my grandma, she was on the coffee table. Her urn was on the coffee table.
Oh,
my
okay.
grandmother passed. Okay. Bethany laid.
Oh.
Y'all, and somebody moved her, and now the vase is still there, but the ashes is.
Okay. I'm sorry. So you're saying that you're. Oh,
Big Mama! Big Mama!
Mr. Grubb, I am so sorry. I just lost my grandmother not too long ago, sir. I know how you feel. Now, listen. My guys would not have knocked over a vase or something like that, or they would have told me if they knocked over something. Are you sure that it was my cleaning service?
Yeah, nobody had no two different carpet cleaning services to come by in the same week, man. Y'all the only ones came by there. Y'all the ones that did it. Y'all the ones moved my grandmama. And now my grandmama gone.
Mr. Carruthers.
My grandmama gone, man.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry about that, but if you would give me your address, I can confirm that actually was my company that came by you. I apologize, sir. Sir, I'm sorry.
Big Mama! Oh, Big Mama! Big Mama, go!
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Now, can you please just give me your address, sir? Let me pull some information up in my system, and we can straighten all this out. Hold on for one second, please. Baby, do me a favor. Go and ask Wayne and Robert Jr. to come in here for a second. They had to be the ones to clean that man's carpet on last week. Hold on a second. Somebody knocked over his grandmama earlier. Now you
come. Big Mama!
Come in here now.
Big Mama been there. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. And now y'all done messed it up.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out if
you know what? When I get myself together, uh-huh. I'm gonna come down there and I'm gonna kick some at that damn place of yours. You hear me,
Mr. Carruthers? Now listen. I'm gonna do everything that I can to help you, but now don't. You're not gonna threaten me on this phone.
I just said you move my grandmama, and I'm gonna move your now. You hear me? I promise you, I'm gonna tell everybody not to use this damn carpet cleaning service because y'all don't know what the hell y'all doing.
Hold the hell on. Now listen. Now, it took me a long time to get my services together, sir, and we do a real good job. Now, you're not going to threaten me.
Y'all move people's grandmama. That's what y'all do. You move people's grandmama.
We have never had this kind of incident. As a matter of fact, we haven't had any incidents at all. So, I'm going to do everything
mama.
That I can. I'm sorry about your grandmother, sir.
We're
going to get everything squared away for you.
I'm going to get an ad in the newspaper and tell everybody not to use this damn service. I promise you that.
I done told you once. Now, you're not going to threaten me about my damn company no more. You understand me? You're not going to put no ad in no newspaper, and you're not going to sit there and tell me what you're going to do. I done called my sons in here. I done called my nephew in here. They're the only ones that clean that god doggone carpet. Now, I'm going to find out what happened, but you're not going to threaten my company. You understand? This is how I make my living. Now, I don't know how you make your living, but this is how I make my
y'all
living.
Y'all make y'all living by moving people's grandmamas, man. You move my grandmama. My grandmama ain't on the coffee table no more.
Sir, I'm sorry that your grandma's not on your carpet table no more. Look, I'll try to find out what happened. We're going to get this fixed for you, but you got to work with me.
I'm coming down there right now to this damn office and start kicking some ass. Have your boys there and have your there too.
Now you're finna come down here. Come on, bring your come on down here right now. I'm not scared of you, man. You look, I'm trying to help you, and you want to go off on me like that, bro? I don't give a matter of fact, come on down here right now. You won't give me even your address. I don't even know where you are. I don't even know if we seen
you. I promise you, I'm whooping your boys and your if y'all to move my grandma. You move my grandmother, man.
Listen, okay, bro. Mr. Carruthers, don't threaten me and don't threaten me about my boy. Now, that's my son. I don't take that too lightly. I will come personally to your house right now, beat your and then come back and clean your house for free. Do you understand me? Don't you threaten my children, and don't you threaten me. Let me get off my damn phone.
I got one more thing I want to tell you, man.
What?
Is you listening?
What is it, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, dog. Hello?
Say, man. Hello? Say, man. Don't worry about it. That wasn't nobody. That's just Tommy, man. You ain't right, dog. Man, you ain't right. You called me, Tommy. Now you got my sons in the looking like nothing did. So I'm gonna go bust them aside their head, man. You won't tell me what you gonna do with my company, man. You know how long it's been since I had my company started, man. You wrong for that, Tommy.
Oh, good.
You wrong, man.
Hey, man, Robert, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show player, man. I listen to y'all every morning, man. Y'all every morning. Look here. Why don't you tell Dr. Steve, man, y'all need to put a carpet cleaning award over there in the hoodie awards, man.
Carpet? You mean a carpet cleaning in a category?
Carpet cleaning category, man. Y'all need to go and put one in, man. I'm telling you.
Switch up.
Hey, man. What outlet?
Do y'all have any urns in y'all's house?
No.
I'm just asking. Sure,
do you?
No, we bury everybody
in that
family.
From Baller. Yeah.
We bury our people.
Yeah. You're
getting in this hole in the ground.
Day.
That's what you finna do. You're not finna be falling off the mantelpiece. Now we got to vacuum your ass up. We're not doing
it. Well, now you're the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, now you're all up in here. Now we trying to tear the bag open and make sure we dust all of it out.
That's what I need.
We done left your fingers up in there.
Just
trying to get all the dust out there.
For any particular reason.
First of all,
we're not finna do that.
Vacuum bag.
You don't know if you don't get all the dust, you don't know what part of the ass is missing.
Thank you. Yeah, we're
boy.
Yeah, that's why we're not doing that at our house.
Tommy.
That ain't no April Fool.
I already know
you're not doing it.
I ain't got to figure that out.
You're not breaking
you read her mind.
Grandpa up the air down in here.
Come
on, boy. No, we don't. He over the fire. Nah, we don't know what the ashes is.
I already know what's
going
through her head.
I already know the wrong thing in there.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm about to catch another flight. Hit it, Steve.
Apple bottom, make me want a bite.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
You're listening
I want to know.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter.
And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. Never know.
Never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is.
Strawberry letter. Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm about to catch another flight.
After we'll play a round of Would You
Rather. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 30 years old and in a long-distance relationship with a doctor. I work as a retail merchandiser and I do a lot of traveling for work. On top of all of the traveling for my job, I try to see my man at least twice a month. When we met, he was finishing up his residency and he took a job in a rural area so he'd get most of his school loans forgiven. It's been a struggle to maintain the relationship because he's not making a lot of money right now. I'm the supportive girlfriend that flies in and out, and I try to be understanding when he's too tired from working to hang out with me. I put forth a lot of effort to keep things going strong, but I don't see any effort from him. He has asked me several times to live with him in that little small town, but it would be impossible for me to work because I have to drive almost an hour back and forth to the airport in another city. I'm in love with him, but I'm starting to wonder if he loves me. I've met his co-workers that are mostly females and all beautiful women. He calls me insecure if I ask him anything about his co-workers. When I visit him, we order food or I cook. I've never been out or invited to anything he has for work. He recently had an award ceremony. And I told him I'd love to go, but he said he didn't think he'd be able to go because of his work schedule. Then at the last minute, he went. It's all suspect to me. In his spare time, he can't come see me, but he can fly to Denver to hang out with his brother. I'm about to catch another flight and pop up on him. Should I demand some answers or should I give it a little more time? Does it sound like he's stringing me along? Well, you already know. I mean, you're doing everything in this relationship while he just sits back and reaps all the benefits. I mean, people make time for what they want to make time for things that are important to them. He did just that when he went to the award show at the last minute without you. That should tell you all you need to know. You are not a priority in his life. He's not doing anything extra for you, okay? Yes, he's working hard. Yes, he's becoming a doctor and all of that. He has his residency. But they do have some time off sometimes. He's not making it any better, calling you insecure. None of that when you ask about his coworkers. And don't allow him to do that to you. You can ask questions. You're in a relationship, or so you think in your head. But he does it to throw you off so you'll leave him alone. He also knows that it would be too much on you to move in with him, all the driving and everything you say you have to do. That's why I said at the beginning, you already know. I mean, look at the the facts. You said he won't come and see you, but he will fly to Denver to see his brother. He doesn't take you out. You know, you guys are always at home. You're cooking or you order out. Clearly, he's hiding something, or he wants to hide you, because whether... You know, you're about to catch a flight or not, he's still not going to change and put you first in your life, in his life, and that's what you want. Steve?
I'm confused.
About?
I really am. I don't understand. I mean, this letter is pretty complete and thorough. So I'm about to catch another flight. So you just gonna throw another ticket out the window. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what's wrong here. You're 30 years old. You're in a long-distance relationship with a doctor. You got a good job. On top of all the traveling with your job, you try to see your man at least twice a month. Here's the key to this whole letter. I try to see my man at least twice a month. Let me ask you a question. When do he try to see you? See, I hear you talking. I try to see my man at least twice a month. When does he try to see you? That's the problem with this letter. When we met, he was finishing up his residency, took a job in the rural area so he could get his school loans forgiven. It's been a struggle to maintain the relationship because he's not making a lot of money right now. No, that's not the reason. You don't need a lot of money to maintain a relationship. There are a lot of people who don't make a lot of money that maintain wonderful relationships. My mom and daddy did. It's people today that don't make a lot of money. You ain't got to be a doctor or high execs at a retail agency to maintain a relationship. And you don't need money to maintain one either. You do need money to date, surprise each other, stuff like that. But you don't need one to maintain. You don't need a lot of money to maintain it. I'm the supportive girlfriend that flies in and out, and I try to be understanding when he's too tired from work to hang out with me. Now, that's going to be a question a little bit later on. Is he too tired to hang out with you? Or is that what he's telling you in this small town? I put forth a lot of effort to keep things going strong, but I don't see any effort from him. The reason you don't see none is because it ain't none. It ain't nothing for you to see. See, you wrote this letter so thorough that you don't even have an out for yourself. He has asked me several times to live with him in that little small town, but it would be impossible for me to work because I have to drive almost an hour back and forth to the airport to another city. And Shirley pointed this out. He know that. He know you can't. That's why he dangled a bait. I want you to live with me. I'm in love with him, but I'm starting to wonder if he loves me. That's called your intuition.
Hang on, Steve.
You ain't got to wonder if a man loves you. I'm going to tell you that right now. You ain't got to wonder.
All right, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm about to catch another flight. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. And the subject is, I'm about to catch another flight.
Apple bottom make you want to bite?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know where it came from. Anyway, the story of this young girl that wrote this letter. She's got a great job, travels as a distributor for some retail company. 30 years old. She's dating this man who's a doctor. Well, that sounds good, don't it? When we all met, they was finishing up his residency. He took a job in a rural area so he could get his school loans forgiven. It's a small town. And he's not making a lot of money right now. She says it's been a struggle to maintain the relationship because he's not making a lot of money right now. It ain't hard. People have relationships all the time that don't have a lot of money. See, you said he's not making a lot of money right now. You don't need a lot of money to maintain a relationship. You don't. Because he's not making a lot of money. Now, I'm the supportive girlfriend that flies in and out. I try to be understanding when he's too tired from work to hang out with me. He's too tired from work to hang out with you in a small town. that's going to come back to haunt you in this letter, and I'll tell you why. I put forth a lot of effort to keep things going, but I don't see any effort from him. Ladies, if you don't see an effort because there's ain't, listen to me. If you can't see an effort, it's because there's nothing for you to see. Mm. You all are really great perceptive people. So if you don't see something, it's because it ain't there. He has asked me several times to live with him in that little small town, but it would be impossible for me to get to work because I have to drive an hour back and forth to the airport in another city. And like Shirley pointed out, and I'm telling you, he know that. He know you can't do that. That's why he asked you. That's dangling the carrot. I'm in love with him, but I'm starting to wonder if he loves me. Well, you're starting to wonder that for a reason. It's called intuition. You should pay attention to that. I have met most of his co-workers that are mostly female and all beautiful women. He calls me insecure if I ask him anything about his co-workers. That's a deflection device. Oh, so you insecure. He don't answer the question about the women. He just tell you you're insecure because he can't answer these questions because the questions you asking, they got answers to them. See, that ain't nothing. She ain't nothing. No. He got answers to these questions. That's why he has to deflect. When I visit him, we order food or I cook. I've never been out or invited to anything he has for work because it's a small town. They can't see you.
Girl.
Word gonna get back. He recently had an award ceremony. I told him I'd love to go, but he said he didn't think he'd be able to go because of his work schedule. Lady, in a small town, how the hell they gonna arrange an award ceremony and the people that they awarding ain't allowed to come? What small-ass town would do that? Girl, please. He didn't think he'd ever go because of his work schedule. Then at the last minute, he went. He was going the whole time. It's just some woman or women, co-workers, was going to be there to sit at the table he at and applaud for him and then congratulate him after the award show. That's why he told you he wasn't going. Then at the last minute, he changed his mind. What happened to the work schedule? I thought he couldn't go. It's all suspect to me. In his spare time, he can't come see me, but he can fly to Denver to hang out with his brother. A man do what he want to do. He want to go see his brother. He ain't spending no money to go see you because you coming twice a month. And that's all he need is twice a month. And all them other days in between, one of them beautiful women co-workers is tightening him up. I'm about to catch another flight and pop up on him. For what? You finna get a surprise in your life. See, you finna find out the answer to them questions that he won't answer. Cause he gonna have it. Should I demand some answers or just give it a little more time? Well, let me ask you a question. When you say give it a little more time, you wanna give it a little more time for what? Cause all you gonna get is some more time with yourself. So you're going to get some more months of flying in twice a month to keep your relationship working. And he ain't doing nothing to make it work. You in this by yourself. Oh, but you fine, though. So you coming through twice a month, all right? All I got to do is work my schedule around the time he comes. Because I'm going to tell these girls that I'm going to Denver to see my brother this weekend. Because they know that's what I do. And then when you come, I ain't taking you out nowhere. We're going to order in and cook. See, that way they don't nobody see me out with you and go back to her and tell her that I was out with you this weekend when clearly I'm supposed to be in Denver with my brother. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why y'all stay in and order all the time and cook, because he ain't supposed to be in town. Mm-hmm. He supposed to be in Denver with his brother. And then when he tell you that he going to Denver to see his brother, that ain't where he going. Or he could go to Denver, but somebody else on that plane, too, though.
Wow.
Oh, Steve Harvey. How do I know this so eloquently?
Why? Because.
We out of time now.
Look at the time.
Please leave your comments.
Apple bottom make you want a bite.
On today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
Wide open while I'm sitting here waiting on you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Tommy, tell them where we're going to be at for April 1st, Tommy. That's all. They let them know.
Texas Trust.
Okay, I'm telling them how we're going to roll. Because they're riding the pier column yesterday. We're going to roll up in this hearse.
Why are you doing that?
Because we finna kill him, dog. Because we finna kill him.
Yeah, but you going in as a dead man.
Oh, no.
Here we go, man. Let's get to some sports news, man. Cam Newton is going to throw at Auburn's Pro Day. He's motivated. He going back to the Pro Day. He won't back in the league. He said, tell me how these randoms keep getting these jobs. But that's all right. He going to prove them wrong. I said, okay, Cam. So he going to go down there and throw at Auburn's Pro Day.
Go ahead. I'm rooting for him.
We're rooting for him, man. Also, man, tonight, man, it's possible that Ja Morant could play tonight against the Houston Rockets. If you get back on his court, I know. He probably dropped 50 on the Rockets. I mean, we make history anyway. That's what we do. We let everybody score on us. It's just, but that's all good.
Can we put a seatbelt on his daddy, though, and just sit ass down and lock him in his chair?
Well, Ja Morant, man, he did go to counseling. He was down in Florida. He's where he was. Right. He did go to counseling. And, he came back to the facility, and Dylan Brooks said he came and apologized to each player individually. So,
That's
what it is, man.
Yes.
That's mature. I'm rooting for him. You know, I'll see him get back out there because he's a talent. You got to see this brother play.
He's a bad boy, man.
He can ball now.
Yeah, that boy can ball. That's what you can't take that from him.
Hey, that boy can fly.
I know, man. Here's another interesting story. I found out, man, that Magic Johnson, man, your partner Magic Johnson, has joined a group bidding to buy the Washington Commanders. Man, Magic gonna be in everything.
Boy, go to Starbucks. He over there.
Everything.
He over there.
That's also big.
That is big. Mm-hmm. Also, man, Sweet 16 for the women is set. You know, we lost another number one the other day. Miami took down Indiana. That's two number ones that didn't make it to the Sweet 16. That's Stanford and Indiana. But, you know, man, this is going to be some good games. South Carolina,
yeah,
UCLA.
Miami, though.
Yeah, them girls in Miami, man.
Miami, them girls last night, boy. Them girls from Miami were.
That's all
they all going to sit down when they get up there at Carolina.
It's going to be some games, though, You got South Carolina, UCLA. Then you got number one Notre Dame and Maryland. Then you got Ole Miss in Louisville. Then we got Colorado and Iowa. Then Miami and Villanova game. Goodness.
Woo!
Villanova got a bad girl.
But I'm watching women's basketball, and I realize that all them white girls can beat me. That's depressing.
That's it.
That's thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a female in Atlanta. Left a voicemail with a specific request for you. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To kind of give some advice to these men on how to be men, how to lead, and how to take care and provide for your family. Like, that's a natural trait that I think that all men should have. And I know us women find that very, very attractive. A lot of times everyone's always talking to women about what they should do and how they should be submissive. But the truth of the matter is, if the man leads properly, all of those things come natural to a woman. So I think there should be more advice given to the men on how to be a stand-up guy, how to be a faithful guy, you know, and so that women aren't all over the place trying to figure it out. Because I love your book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. But the truth of the matter is, we don't think like men. I don't know what men are thinking because I'm not a man. So I just want men to just say what they're thinking, to do right by women, to put more families back together, because we don't need advice on how to be submissive. We're submissive when the man can properly lead. So let's give these men advice on how to properly lead, nurture, care for, and attend to their women. All right? Thank you.
Well, you know,
she said she want to know what a man thinking. Did she say that?
Yeah, she does. But, okay. But she also said we don't know what men are thinking.
Right.
That's really... I agree with what she's saying. I've often tried to think of a way to best go about this because it's not a book. It's not a book. Men don't read enough. So it's not a book, but more like a public forum seminar, maybe. You know, something like that, just where it's all men only. I don't know. You know, it's a lot of good brothers out there, though, man. It really is. And I could get a lot of help with this because it ain't just me. It's a whole lot of men that's taking care of their families. It's a whole lot of men that's trying to do it right, man. And I applaud them, too.
Yes,
so it ain't just me. I know
all of them.
Cats right here. I'm famous. That's the only difference. Mm-hmm. Only difference between me and the average man, I'm on TV and they ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we the same, dog. Mm-hmm. We the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll take that in consideration.
Okay.
Oh. There you go.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm sure she'll be happy to hear that. Now, Steve, this came from Steve Harvey FM. RD in Columbia, South Carolina says, "Hey, Steve and crew, I walked in on my wife of 3 years kissing my uncle. She said it was just a kiss and it only happened because they were drunk. There's no telling what might have happened if I didn't walk in when I did. Should I divorce her?"
God, dog. Charles in here.
Uncle Charles with his ass whooped.
Yes. Charles. We got to.
I'm sucker punching. I'm sucker punching Uncle Charles.
On sight.
He getting sucker punched.
For kissing his wife, yeah.
For kissing
my wife, Uncle Charles?
And then you can move in with Uncle Charles. And I'm gonna tell you right here, you need to go over there and take a look at Uncle Charles' house real close. Because he still got fish and chicken grease in the coffee can on his stove. And that's where you finna stay.
Old ass Uncle Charles.
Finna go right on over there with Uncle Charles. That's where your ass
is. Since you like him so much, huh?
Yeah.
Since you're kissing.
And he just got that bed that raised up and let down.
Yeah.
he been saving up for that. He just got that bed. You finna get that. Drunk ass yeah. Charles. You finna find out a couple other things. You gonna have to bathe Uncle Charles a couple times in the middle of the night. Because Uncle Charles got a bowel problem. You don't know that. Uncle Charles. Yeah. Well, you getting all that.
All right, we're moving on to coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. We'll have more of this crazy show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so this question is from Baller Alert, guys. If you could hear what someone is thinking for one day, who would you choose? Just one person. Steve, I'll let you go last. Junior?
I'd like to know what my wife thinking. That's what I would want to know for a day. That's what I need to know.
Uh-huh. Just her. Okay. Any particular reason?
Oh, a bunch of them. I can't even get the answers to. That's why I need to know. You can't figure out what she's thinking.
Yeah, we're complicated. We are. Mm-hmm. Tommy?
I already know what my wife thinking. I already know. I ain't got to figure that out.
Yeah. Oh, you can read her mind.
Yeah, here his worthless ass is again. Come on, what is he doing now? Now he wants something else.
Yeah.
I already know what's running through her head. I already know he want me to come here and cook something for his ass to eat. Here we go with him again. It's all about him. He ain't asked me if I wanted him to cook me a damn thing. I know what my wife thinking over there. I ain't got to say nothing. Yeah.
No. Steve.
No. I want to know what iHeart thinking. Make sure I got a job tomorrow. That's what I want. I want to know what iHeart, the head lady of iHeart is. I'm working next week.
That's all I need is when I sit down next week with them people at Own Family Feud, if I could just sit there and know exactly what they thinking. I just need the number they got in their head. Yeah, if I just knew the number they was hiding, that's the number I want.
All right, we'll have more. Thank you, guys. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Guys, would you rather get a full body waxing, your whole body waxed, or would you rather wear a gold grill in your mouth just for a month? Full body wax or a gold grill for a month?
Oh, I need
my facial hair. I need my facial hair. I got to get this grill. We're going to go on and put us little wraps on together, three of us, because I know we all finna put this grill on.
Hell yeah, it's no way they can hit this mustache off. My whole career, everything gone. They take this mustache. Yeah.
The mustache, really?
Pubic hair.
That's signature. Signature.
Okay. You take pubic hair, too?
God. I said full
once you wax my butt. Once you wax my butt.
No, Lord. You can't snatch that tape, whatever that is. Snatch. Hey, pull it again and see what happens.
Hold still.
Take me slow now. Take me slow.
All right. Would you rather tattoo your wife's name on your neck or would you rather pierce your bottom lip?
Now you know we ain't even got to answer this, Junior.
I can pierce my bottom lip. And first of all, you're gonna have to get a tire holder. That's for starters. A tire holder. Yeah, because a ring ain't gonna fit.
Oh, you mean the round tile?
The size of his lip.
Yeah, you're gonna get the tile holder.
Oh, God, you're right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Or what now?
Or tattoo your wife's name
on your neck.
On your neck.
I can do that. This is that much thinking.
Nah, because we for life. You can do it.
Oh, okay.
You can do it.
I couldn't tell with the urgency.
Yeah, the hesitation.
It wasn't enough for me.
Steve.
I'm not doing nothing else with my damn neck. I'm just tell y'all that right now. I'm not doing nothing else.
Take that off the list.
Damn, neck, y'all. As a matter of fact, I recommend you go on and get that hoop put in your neck. You don't need nobody messing around with your neck at all.
No.
Would you rather have sex on a bed of hay or would you rather have sex in a mud pit? Which one?
Oh, I'm doing both.
What?
What? You were mumbling. What?
You didn't realize.
Go ahead. I'm gonna get in this mud.
That hay gonna stick everywhere.
I'm gonna tell you right now, that ain't what you want to do.
Really?
Yeah, get your ass in that hay, dog.
So what's wrong with
you're in the mud? Cause boy.
Are That's you better than laying on a bed of hay. You know how much sticking that is.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. So you just want mud everywhere.
Well, I don't want it everywhere.
He's about a stupid something. He's about, you better get this hay and take these needles in your ass, because I'm telling you right now. That mud gonna go some places you're not gonna
All right,
understand.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, our last break of the day, and of course we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. And Steve, you had some closing. We did a story earlier that we've been paying attention to. It happened back in November of last year. We've been watching this case in hopes that justice is served for the death of Shanquella Robinson. Remember, Shanquella died while on vacation with six of her so-called friends in Cabo, Mexico. 26-year-old woman Dejanay Jackson is reportedly wanted by Mexican authorities for Shanquella's murder. And now attorneys Ben Crump and Sue Ann Robinson have reached out to President Joe Biden to get Dejanay extradited to Mexico. Now, according to the Charlotte Observer, Crump and Robinson sent a letter to the White House on March 13th to confirm Dejanay Jackson as the suspect for Shanquella's murder and asked the U.S. officials to act on a pending extradition request to take over the case and prosecute Dejanay Jackson here in the United States. So that's where we are with the case right now.
You know, that's really crazy because you very rarely hear of an American citizen being extradited to another country.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure if that's because, and what Crump them is asking Biden them is to take up the charges, which could probably happen. But I'm thinking it was to my understanding, they want to get her extradited to Mexico so they can put charges on her.
Right, since the murder happened in Mexico. Right.
Because right now, ain't nobody got no charges on her.
Mm-hmm.
And until you get extradited to appear before a judiciary, you can't have charges. Now, that puts us in a horrible position because these people went on vacation together. And I saw the video of the victim, Shanquella, being beat up by this girl, Dejanay. I'm looking at the dude that videoed this whole thing.
Yeah.
Supposed to be her friend, the victims.
It just made me sick, man.
Yeah.
And then for these people to get on a plane and come back without her. Mm-hmm. And tell her parents, family, and friends they don't know what they left her there. No, man, what do you mean you left her there? Who does that?
No remorse, nothing. Mm.
And then I'm understanding somebody told me they living their best life back in Charlotte because, you know, they just going around because nothing has happened. So
they're free. They're out free. Yeah.
And the girl is on tape beating the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We saw
hardly any clothes on.
We saw it. Yeah.
And so something has to happen here, man. So what is Crump wanting to happen? He wants Biden to take up.
Yeah, the request was for the U.S. officials to act on the pending extradition request to take over the case and then prosecute Dejanay Jackson here in the United States. That's what they want.
If they're wanting her extradited to Mexico, this Dejanay girl, is so that the case can get started. Because right now, nobody's brought a case right now.
Yeah, there's no movement in the case.
If you get her extradited to Mexico, they can start the case. I think what Crump now is asking, if Biden would just take over the case so they can get the case brought here.
Mm-hmm.
But the case occurred the crime occurred in Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's out of United States jurisdiction.
Right. Out of United States jurisdiction, but you had two Americans. The victim is an American, and the people that caused her death are Americans. And so I think, too, what Benjamin Crump's, what they want is not for the administration. You know how sometimes they say, well, we didn't know about this case. We didn't have the information, so they don't intervene. They don't get involved enough. So I think this is smart, what attorney Benjamin Crump and him are doing, to try to let the administration know what is going on and intervene. You have to intervene in this investigation so we can get charges brought against
him. I'm so glad that Benjamin Crump is involved.
Yeah, because see, the part of this ain't right. You know, I watch enough 48 hours, forensic files, all this here. If you are in the car and a crime or a murder is committed, and you are in the car, you are a conspirator.
Here in the United States, laws are different. You got to make sure.
But that's what I'm saying. But see, the guy sitting up there videoing this whipping, it obviously the beating didn't stop right there. That something else happened for this girl to be gone from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he told her, the one filming the video, remember, he told her parents that she died from alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, from alcohol.
Remember, they said that at first. Mm-hmm. That's what they told her family.
He ain't said nothing about the fight.
Let me tell you something.
First. No.
In America, this is what they're going to do. They're going to round everybody up, put them in a separate room. Now, they done had time to get their story together, of course. But now, we're going to do some, okay, now you are right now a conspirator. You are right now an accomplice. Mm-hmm. And then now you going down too. Mm-hmm. Now, unless you tell us what really happened, that's all they going to do. Well, and somebody going to get the singing and the whole damn truth going to come out.
Do you think that it has something to do with race too? Because she's black, they're not on it like they would be, you know.
I don't want to say that.
But we got to, the truth, yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel that, you know, they don't care about a black woman being killed.
Yeah.
Know, that's what it makes you feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Because this has gone on too long with nothing.
Yeah. It's been November.
What could this have possibly been about that you went over there and took somebody out and y'all supposed to be friends? What could this fight help?
Hate and bully and jealousy and all of
that. Hey, that's it today, y'all. Listen, talk to God today, y'all. He would absolutely love to hear it. And these days and times, we need God more than ever. Form a relationship with him, because he needs us. That's for sure. See y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.